Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year, and a special Happy New Year to all the Ohio State fans out there. I'm Danny Cunningham, Daryl Ryder, and with me, taking up until 10 o'clock in for Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, as those guys are enjoying their first day off, or second day off, I guess, of 2025. And what we saw yesterday out in Pasadena was one of the more impressive performances, maybe the most impressive performance we've seen from any team this entire college football season. It brings up, I think, a lot of questions as to why that hasn't always been the case with this Ohio State team, why that version of them doesn't make an appearance more than seemingly once a year, because I do think that you can look at that Tennessee game that they played, you can look at yesterday's game that they played, and yesterday's game was on, I think, even a different level than the Tennessee game. But that was a team that, without question, is capable of winning the national championship on January 20th, or whatever day that game is going to be played. That hasn't been the same Ohio State team that we've seen all year, but that was, Daryl, I think, one of the more impressive games I've seen. Certainly the first half, I think that they kind of took their foot off the gas after halftime because they didn't need to have their foot all the way down. But that was one of the more impressive college football performances I've seen from a team, I think, in a long, long time.
Well, they did the same thing against Tennessee, ran out.
But I even think this was more than that.
No, I understand that. But they ran out to 21-0 against Tennessee, and it felt like they also took the foot off the gas a little bit in that game.
Right.
They did the same thing last night, and it's fine. It was impressive, and it is always fun to watch Ohio State curb stomp the Ducks in a playoff. Remember, a couple years ago, back in 2015, the national championship game, Buckeyes rolled Oregon, I think 42-20, something like that. Similar result last night, 41-21 at the Rose Bowl. That was impressive. And you know what? It just makes the loss to Michigan all the worse for me.
So are you more frustrated then? You're more frustrated
I'm
about
angered.
What happened last
yes.
night as opposed to happy. That's...
No. I'm thrilled with what happened last night, but I'm still...
I'm
even more infuriated that they lost to Michigan, because this is the potential for this team. Like, you're 100% right. They are legitimate national championship contenders.
Favorites.
They were before they lost to Michigan, and then once they lost to Michigan, I'm like, well, I guess this is, you know, not going to go well. But to Ryan Day's credit, to Chip Kelly's credit, and the rest of that coaching staff down in Columbus, they got it together for the college football playoff. And I do think that we are going to see an evolution in college football fandom. The Michigan game doesn't, other than just like the bitter rivalry, right? The game is inconsequential. Like, that loss did not cost Ohio State their season. It did not.
It did not torpedo their season.
They could very well win the national championship without winning the. It's just, it's weird, you know. And I get it. Super Bowl winners, you know, happen without winning their division. You get, you know, just get in by the wild card and all that. But I don't know. I'm kind of old school. Like, it for me, it's a progression. You win your division, you win your conference or your league, and then you win the championship. You check the boxes as you go down the line, but in modern sports, you don't do that anymore. It's just get in the tournament and see what happens. And I think the worst thing to happen for the rest of this field is the fact that the Buckeyes, in fact, did get in the tournament. I haven't looked at the lines. I gotta think that they're a favorite over Texas.
They are. I bet on them last night at 6.5-point favorites over Texas.
Yeah, that's easy money.
Which I was surprised that the line was as low as it was against Oregon. Like, and I get Oregon's a really good team. They didn't have a really good day yesterday. I do think that was part of it. I think Ohio State is better than Oregon. I don't think they were as much better as they showed in the first half. Like, if that game is played 10 times, it doesn't look like that all 10 times, obviously.
I don't know about that.
I do, because we saw it already.
Well, but that was in Eugene.
But no matter where that game is played, I think that first half was a bit of an anomaly. I think that just kind of speaks to how well Ohio State is playing right now, and Oregon didn't have a good day. Like, that is certainly part of it. I think Ohio State, if those two teams play 10 times, Ohio State wins that game more than they lose that game.
How do you not have a good day in the college football playoff? Like, that's
well, I do think that's an interesting conversation.
Thing to me.
I think that's an interesting conversation because none of the teams that had byes have looked good. And I get that two of the other teams that had byes, like Oregon, deserved to be the number one overall seed. They went 13-0. Their resume was unimpeachable. Like, you could not say a team other than them deserved to have the number one seed. And then it gets into the conversation, and maybe we'll find out a little bit more today with Georgia Notre Dame. But I think that even feels a little bit different because of what happened yesterday down in New Orleans with that game being postponed. But the other two teams that had byes, Arizona State and Boise State, you know, there were arguments to be made that, okay, maybe there should not be the automatic byes for conference champions because those two teams very clearly did not look like they belonged. Like, Boise State didn't look like they belonged with a Penn State team that, Daryl, I don't know how you feel about them, I don't think is a serious national championship contender, and they're in a Final Four because of the route that they've gotten, despite not doing anything to deserve that.
Oh, they got
during
the
regular season.
They literally got the rose petal path to the semifinals.
Yes. That is ridiculous.
After getting their boots handed to them by the Buckeyes earlier this year, too. This needs tweaked. I think that's what we're learning as this college football playoff here progresses. They need to do two on-campus games. The Rose Bowl last night, that should have been a conference semifinal. The bye thing should... I don't
know that they're going to get to that because I think that that's going to... They're going to have to expand to get to that because they're going to want all of the New Year's Six Bowl games to be part of it. And if you have only, you know, two semifinals as bowl games and then the national championship game, you're not going, the New Year's Six games are going to disappear. And that's not going to be a thing that happens because money matters too much in that. You're not going to have years where you don't play the Sugar Bowl as a meaningful bowl game, where you don't have the Fiesta Bowl. Like, that's not going to happen. That can't change.
Well, that's why when they came up with the BCS years ago,
but bowl games still matter.
They included the what's the term I'm looking for? Those
major
premier
bowl
the premier bowls,
yeah.
And you know, it was the Sugar, the Fiesta, Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl. Rose Bowl at first was hesitant to get in on it because they wanted to maintain the tradition of Big Ten, Pac-10. Then they got hip to the times quickly and saw the money that was that they were about to miss out on. I think Cotton Bowl was in there for a while.
Yep,
but. I do feel like this formula that they've come up with and how they go about it does need to be tweaked because you're right, the games were not entertaining.
Right. We can't say that, and we'll talk about them coming up in a little bit, but Texas-Arizona State was incredibly entertaining, but I felt like that had more to do with Texas deciding not to put the game away as opposed to the game actually being good. And I don't want to take away credit from Arizona State, but I also have to be real with what I actually saw on the field yesterday. Texas was a much better team. They just decided, we're going to screw around here.
There was a point they had as many touchdowns as offensive plays.
Right. And when that happens, you would think that the game is no longer in doubt.
Yeah.
But they struggled putting Arizona State away. And listen, does Arizona State deserve some credit? Absolutely. But that was, I thought, more on Texas not finishing the job that they were supposed to finish soon enough.
But yeah, I fully expect that the Buckeyes are going to take it to Texas. They will play for the national championship. That will ultimately save Ryan Day's job. I think his job...
Think his job is saved now?
No, I think it's been saved.
Okay.
I do think it's been saved. Do I think it should be saved? Probably not, but that's just me. For me, it's you got to get to the national championship. Because... Again, what we saw last night was the potential.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is why so many Ohio State fans are in the position that you are in, where, yes, you're happy about last night's game, but you're frustrated about what the journey has been.
Right. I can take the loss to Oregon because at the time, that's a top five matchup
on the road.
West Coast. Yeah.
Lost by a point. Like, there was no shame in that loss.
Well, there's a little shame because, you know,
Dan Lanning cheated the system.
The rule book got coaching. Yeah, the rule book got used a little bit there, and you got caught not really fully understanding some things. But I can take the Oregon loss earlier this year. But losing to Michigan at home, you can't do that when you're a national championship team. But I do think the Buckeyes can win this whole thing now.
I do too, and this is the first time where I believe they're going to win the national championship. I've always felt that they've
You're confident it's fait accompli. They're going to win.
Yeah, I do feel that way. I think that they're the best team in America. I think they've always been that.
Well,
but
it's
I've never had confidence that they would get there because you brought up that Penn State game where and you made a comment that, you know, Ohio State kicked their butts. They kind of did, but they didn't look like a national championship team in that game. Michigan, obviously, they didn't look like that. Nebraska, they didn't look like that. Really, the only time, there were two times all year where Ohio State, to me, Daryl, looked like a team capable of winning the national championship. It was the loss to Oregon and beating Indiana, who also wasn't very good. Like, yeah, those were the only two instances.
I think Indiana got overrated this year.
I do, too, but Ohio State did what Ohio State was supposed to do in that instance because did Indiana become overrated? Absolutely. But you know what Ohio State could have done? They could have screwed around with them the same way they did Nebraska a couple weeks before.
That's fair.
They didn't. Like, that's what I'm not saying Indiana's some great team. They're not.
The reason they didn't mess around with them is because Indiana ran their mouths. That's why. And then the Bucks are like, let us show you what big boy football really looks like, boys and girls from the cornfields of Indiana. This is how it's done. And then they went out and did it. That's why they were motivated, I think, to, you know, show the Hoosiers.
But why doesn't that come out more? Why is that something?
I don't know.
I'm not saying you do know, but that is the thing that I can't wrap my head around is why can Ohio State look so good yesterday?
Why did they lay an egg against Michigan? I don't know.
Because Ryan Day is scared of Mason Blue. Like that's the only answer there.
There's no more Mason Blue in the field, right? There's some blue and gold, but there's no maize and blue.
Yeah, they're different shades of gold.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Okay. I get a little nervous there for a second because you're right. He sees that and just like totally forgets that Jeremiah Smith is on his team. By the way, that kid, holy smokes.
He could play in the NFL
today.
Saturday.
Yeah.
When the Browns play the Ravens, he could play in the NFL.
And he'd be the best receiver on the field possibly.
I don't know that I've ever felt that way about an 18-year-old, or maybe he's 19 at this point. I don't know when his birthday is, but like a freshman in college, I've never felt that way about somebody at that age.
He has to stay two more years.
He has to play college football for two more years, which is I have always been on the side of the 3-year rule is good. Guys should have to stay in college. Part of me wishes it were like that a little bit more for basketball, maybe 2 years in that sport.
It's a physical development thing. That's why.
That's why.
Collectively bargained, because you don't want 19-year-old kids going up against a 32-year-old linebacker. That bad, just nothing good is going to come from that. You want to make sure that the body is fully developed before these guys get into the NFL. But that was a lot of fun to watch. Good for the Buckeyes. Happy for them. I just still shake my head over what happened against Michigan.
What will it need to take for you to get over what happened against Michigan?
Would winning
the national championship do that? Or is it a thing because I know, and I'm not saying that this is you, but I know that there are Ohio State fans that it's not going to be good enough until they go out and beat Michigan. And that obviously can't happen until the Saturday after Thanksgiving next year. But I do think that there are a lot of people that still feel that way. Despite the absolute beating they put on Oregon.
Buckeyes won the BCS. Buckeyes ended up winning the first four-team college football playoff. And now they could potentially win the first expanded college football playoff. That's pretty good.
But they didn't do those two things without beating Michigan the same year. And this is now...
That's fair.
I mean, they were a missed field goal away from winning a national championship in another year where they didn't beat Michigan.
They win the national championship, I will have Michigan amnesia up until the Buckeyes play Michigan next year in Ann Arbor.
Okay, that's fair.
Then I'm going to remember that, you know, Ryan Day has lost three straight
of Michigan.
Yeah.
So. Okay, that's fair. Four straight, isn't it?
I've lost count.
Yeah, it's four straight.
I have amnesia right now.
Yeah, they've not won since 2019 against Michigan. It's been a really long time.
No, that actually, they Michigan picked out of the one because they all had COVID. And they knew they were going to get killed.
But
and
you know what happened?
That's what turned the tide in the series. I've ever
heard it was a very long cough. But you know what didn't happen that year? Ohio State did not beat them because they didn't play. So it's been a long time since that happened. But maybe a national championship would erase that. Maybe for some people it wouldn't. I don't know.